Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Governor Pritzker says he's greatly concerned about the president's order to hospitals to submit COVID data to a Trump administration cabinet post and bypass the CDC.
The order from President Trump tells hospitals to send COVID statistics to the Department of Health and Human Services, not to the CDC, which had been the practice. Governor Pritzker says Illinois and other states rely on the CDC, and the president's interrupting the flow of data.
The president has tried to politicize every aspect of this pandemic. This should not be political. This is about saving lives. CDC is something that public health departments all across the nation rely upon. They've been a trusted source of information, advice, help.
The governor says he is redrawing the state's regions for dealing with coronavirus as the state reopens. He says Chicago will now be in its own region. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9.